Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Ponch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Mary is Mother of Us All.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. He went in and said to her, "Rejoice, so highly favored. The Lord is with you." She was deeply disturbed by these words and asked herself what this greeting could mean. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have won God's favor. Listen, you are to conceive and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "But how can this come about, since I am a virgin?" "The Holy Spirit will come upon you," the angel answered, "and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And the child will be holy and will be called Son of God. Know this too, your kinswoman Elizabeth has, in her old age, herself conceived a son, and she, whom people called barren, is now in her 6th month. For nothing is impossible to God. I am the handmaid of the Lord," said Mary. "Let what you have said be done to me." And the angel left her. The Gospel of the Lord. We are lucky to live in a multicultural nation because it means we live with people of many different backgrounds. The Mexican people are different to us, but that enables us to share a different devotion to Mary, who is the mother of all of us. Our Lady of Guadalupe had its own history. The apparition of Mary to a convert, Juan Diego, in 1531, asking him to build her a church in Mexico City. Juan Diego was an Aztec peasant. It took a couple of apparitions to convince him, an uneducated peasant, to do this. And then, of course, it took him some time to convince his bishop. But it eventually was built, and today, on the 12th of December, this wonderful feast day engulfs Mexican people and families wherever they are. Pope John Paul II proclaimed Mary the patroness of the Americas. So Americans, wherever we live, can share in this wonderful feast day. Today, as we listen to the Gospel of the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel requesting Mary to become the mother of Jesus and her acceptance, we have Mary not only accepting the proposal, but becoming the mother of Jesus, who becomes our Saviour through his life, death, and resurrection. And Mary becomes the mother of the Americas and even the mother of the church. This demands celebration. So whoever we are and however we celebrate, we can come together. Mexicans, Americans, Europeans, Africans, South Americans, and Australians. We live in such a divided world with division and hatred everywhere. However, as far as Christians are concerned, we cannot think of living that way because we have a common mother, a family. If we know a group of Mexicans who are celebrating, why not join them? It will bind us together and will be a wonderful way to celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas and his mother being ours as well. All of us now being sisters and brothers, not only in the Lord, but as one family. Let's celebrate. Thank you.